7 weeks after Boston police arrested dozens of people in the area of Boston South End where people dealing with addiction gather because of nearby treatment programs, state lawmakers today review some proposals to deal with some of the problems uncovered. WBUR's Deborah Becker visited the South End yesterday with a lawmaker who represents the area to discuss his proposals and his personal connection.
Here we are at the intersection of Southampton and Atkinson Street, the Mass Cass area, if you will, Mass Ave and Melnia Cass Boulevard. I'm here with State Senator Nick Collins, taking a look around the area after Operation Clean Sweep and on the eve of some legislation that Senator Collins is proposing to deal with this area. So let's take a walk around, and you want to tell me what you think has happened in this area since?
There are very few places that I feel unsettled. In the city. I've been all over the city, grew up here. This one was a difficult one. You know, I'd been down here seeking out a loved one a year ago.
So you've been affected personally?
Yeah, absolutely, like a lot of people. Cousin that's been battling addiction and, you know, was in treatment, left treatment, no one knew where she was, couldn't find her. I mean, family had petitioned Section 35 at the court.
Did you find her?
We found her.
Down here?
Yeah, 4:45 on a Friday. Courts are closed. No Section 35. The only thing that probably saved her life was the fact she got into an altercation and was apprehended. So she had to stay at the Women's Only Holding Facility for the weekend.
And so that's why you filed this legislation that would have a mechanism in Section 35 to hold people?
Yes, it would be basically like a 24/7 Section 35 court, where right now that's 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday.
And it would hold someone for up to 72 hours.
Yeah, the 72 hours is basically if it happened on a Friday evening, court doesn't open until Monday.
Now, there are some folks who disagree with involuntary treatment. They say it doesn't work, puts people at higher risk of overdose. And some people say it's really a mechanism that makes the loved ones feel better, but it doesn't necessarily help in terms of recovery. So what would you say to that?
Well, I would say that, you know, when somebody overdoses and is horizontal, that's a cry out for help. Not addressing that through an intervention when we send, you know, public safety officials to go care for them in the immediate, to just cast them off right then and there is irresponsible, in my opinion.
Now, there's been a lot of criticism of the police action here in August, the Operation Clean Sweep. And our station, WBUR, did a records review of the folks who were arrested, the 34 arrests that were made in that two-day sweep, and the bulk of the people were arrested on drug possession charges, according to our review of the records. So was that an effective way of dispersing people, or in hindsight, should it have been done differently?
Well, I think that you can't accept that type of activity and behavior around schools. I think they did what they had to do, you know, in the immediate. I think the message has been sent.
Do you think it's better down here since Operation Clean Sweep? Would you call it better?
I would say that the problem isn't as visible, but that doesn't mean more people are better.
Now, there's a needle there. I've seen needle caps. There are people walking around clearly still struggling.
Yes.
There are people staggering. Maybe, Senator Collins, you start. What you think has happened in this area since police came in Operation Clean Sweep and said they were going to start cleaning up this area because of some violence? And, Senator, you also have another piece of legislation that deals with this as well, and that's regarding dealing with some of the needles that we've seen here on this very walk today.
Right. We filed a piece of legislation that would have the pharmacies that sell over-the-counter needles have a stewardship program to be able to receive ones that no longer are in need of use.
So just to try to end on a positive note, there's a lot going on here. Still problems, yes. Are you optimistic?
When action was taken down here, did it take pressure off? Yes. What I don't want is people to feel like they have no place to go and feel safe in a place where they can start maybe their interaction with potential future of treatment. So that's just one thing I hope doesn't happen as a byproduct. I think it was untenable and something had to be done.
And your cousin is?
She's doing well. She's been in recovery now, you know, for a few months. You know, everyone has a different path, and but she's safe and she's, you know, healthier, and we're hoping that continues long term.
State Senator Nick Collins of Boston speaking with WBUR's Deborah Becker.